You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano. We greet you here. Welcome. You're tuning into God's frequency here today. Thank God it is Friday. Finally, I invite you guys to church this weekend. If you are new to the area, if you enjoy this program, if you love hearing the word of God and having that as we worship the triune God, but sitting under the word of God, hearing it preached, sitting under it, receiving from him. If that is something that you long for and you're not receiving that, then I invite you to attend one of our services. You know what to expect if you listen in here to WGOD. This week, we'll be in Hebrews chapter 10. I've entitled this sermon a verse out of Hebrews 10, and that is, I have come to do your will, O God. That's where we're going to be this week, Sunday morning at 10:35 we start. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, Sunday morning, 10:35, Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock, and this coming Wednesday, we are in 2 Corinthians, and that will be in the chapters half of 9 and chapter 10, I believe, this coming when. More on that as Wednesday approaches, but I invite you to church this weekend. We would love to see you this Sunday morning. Again, if you're new to the area, you're looking for a church, why don't you come by and visit Island? If you enjoy this program, then I invite you to come and attend here, Island Community Church. Worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us here at Island. Now, here on the radio, we're going back and forth between two different things. I'm trying to keep it new every day on the radio. So you're hearing the Sunday sermon, usually 40-something minutes. I break it up into two parts. And then the other 3 days, you're hearing me teaching the book of Revelation here, brand new. I'm not playing the old sermons. I'm here behind the microphone teaching here brand new through the book of Revelation once again. And we're in chapter 2. That's where we're going to be here today. I promised in our last program we're moving on to Smyrna, the second church. And but I missed a couple verses here in this first letter, this letter to the messenger of the church at Ephesus, right? That's what the Lord said. Now, I left off. We were looking at, as the Lord's style is, he commends the messengers. I believe it's the pastors, spiritual leaders, someone that John can see, someone that John can send someone to deliver this. He can't give a letter and have them deliver it to an angel because, for the most part, you can't see angels. They're invisible. They don't hang their hat as the spiritual leaders of the church, at least I don't think so. I mean, God's appointed men to be the spiritual leaders of the church. There's instructions on how to choose one. There's not instructions on how to choose an angel at a church. There's instructions on how to choose a bishop. Paul said, if anyone desires the position of episkopos, spiritual overseer or bishop or pastor, then he desires a good work. There are men that God has put in charge here of the churches. So when you see here, when Jesus says, now to the angelos of the church of ... right, I believe he's talking about the messenger of the church. That would be the mouthpiece, the man of God that God has installed in that fellowship to speak for him. as he's installed me here at Island Community Church as his mouthpiece here. The people come in here Sunday morning. They rely and they're dependent on me. That's what they pay a pastor for. They're relying that when they come in here on Sunday morning, that they are going to hear the message that God has given me to deliver to them. Maybe that's why you guys tune in on the radio here. I hope so. The day that that dries up, I'm gone. I'm either dead or I'm going to have to quit because I cannot do this if I don't hear from God. If I'm not led by the Holy Spirit to hear from God, I don't buy my sermons from Sermon Central. They come through study of the Word as I receive from the Holy Spirit. Now, let's look at these last few verses here. Things that the Lord Jesus commends the spiritual leader, the messenger of the church at Ephesus. Verse 6. This is chapter 2, verse 6. The Lord Jesus speaking, he says, "But this you have." Now, he came down on them for the things that they were doing wrong. They left their first love. Last program we looked at how to get that back. If that's happened to you, how to get that back. Now, here's another commendation, verse 6. "But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Now, hate is a pretty strong word, isn't it? But Jesus commends them for it for the second time. Now, history has it. Nicolaitans were offshoots of one of the very first deacons of the church you read about in Acts chapter 6. His name, Nicholas. Now, this information comes from two of the ancient church fathers, the most important one being someone named Irenaeus. And this goes all the way back to the mid-200s. Now, Irenaeus wrote just 100 years after the book of Revelation was written. So if anyone had the skinny on what this meant and what was going on back then, it would be these cats that were alive at that time or within the first 100 years after. They had a much better understanding of this than we could ever get here today. Now, this guy, Irenaeus, wrote that the Nicolaitans were preaching compromise, and that is what made Jesus mad. Blending Christianity with occult paganism, such as what was going on here, worshiping Artemis, whose statue was right down the street there in Ephesus. Isn't that funny? There's an Artemis right here in Brevard County, right down the street from time to time. That is that rocket named Artemis, right down here at the Space Center. Isn't it funny how you got a rocket that's named after a false god? Same as problem. Well, except they don't worship that one. Big difference. But still named after a god. But for that matter, so is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, Saturday. They're all named after false gods. Artemis, this is one they were bowing the knee to and worshiping. And this is something that just made Jesus mad. He said, "I hate this. I hate these people who say that they're Christians and they're compromising. They're mixing Christianity with worldly paganism. Yeah, I'm going to worship Jesus, and I'm still going to keep those former things in my life that I used to do. I'm still going to hold on to. I'm still going to nurse, .. this over here that I used to have, mixing, not changing, not turning from." Remember what he said? He said, "Come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." That's what the word church means. Ecclesia. It means called out of. Called out of this evil world. Repent means, the Greek word metanoia means change your mind. It means go in the other direction is what it means. You can't mix what you were doing before with who you are now. He says, pick up your cross and follow me. You can't mix how it was with who you are now. You've got to turn from that stuff. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Start going in the other directions. You can't keep nursing this junk and muck that you used to be involved in before. That's the problem here in Ephesus. Now, Jesus says he hates it. He hates this compromise, mixing the two. You can't mix the two. He hates it when Christians try to compromise in order to, now in this case, it was not to be persecuted by the locals, by the government, just to get along with someone when the compromise by itself is evil. That's the problem. That was the problem there. Might be the problem here. Compromising in order to get along with someone else, in order to get along with the government, in order to get along with society. We see that kind of stuff all around us here today. I mean, how many denominations do I know of that have split right down the middle because of this exact thing? Compromise. You're going to hold on to your Christianity, but I'm not going to let go of that, or I'm going to let this worldly influences, these things that the world is into, to influence my Christianity, so it's going to be Jesus plus. Fill in the blank. But don't go up to the Apostle Paul, if you ever saw him walking down the street, and say, Paul, what sayest thou? How am I doing? Because he would turn and he might say something that you might not like. He would say, look, friend, Jesus hates what you're doing. Jesus hates what you're doing. Don't do this anymore. Don't compromise. Matter of fact, he hates this particular one so much that he's going to bring up this same subject again to a whole nother pastor in one of these other six churches when he gets to them. This is so much on his mind, compromise, mixing and blending Christianity with something and someone else, because out of fear of persecution from the people or out of fear of persecution from the government, he's going to bring it up again. We'll get to that when we get to that. Then the last verse here is verse 7, where he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes. All right. This is conditional promise. He's talking to all of you. He is the president of Overcomers Anonymous. And I have to ask you, are you a card-carrying member of this? Well, time will tell. I hope and pray that you are. An overcomer is someone who crosses the finish line in faith, would be my definition of overcomer. So he says his last parting words to the spiritual leader of the church at Ephesus is, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God, unquote. And there it is. Finally, after thousands and thousands of years, the Bible, in its very last book, once again gives us a glimpse of the tree of life, which we have not seen since Genesis chapter 2. Shows us as well that it's still, this tree of life is still around. It's been blocked. Remember, the angel with the flaming sword has prevented man from entering into this and seeing it again. But it's still around. Here it is again. 64 books in between. Since the second chapter of Genesis all the way to the second chapter of the book of Revelation, lo and behold. You see, all the cars, just like J. Vernon McGee says, that the whole Bible is like a train. Breaks up into 65 different cars. And now when we get to the book of Revelation, all of these cars all come back together again, make one train again out of all this. And now, here we go again, Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, we finally see once again the tree of life. And it's a conditional promise for all, for you and I and everyone out there. For everyone who crosses the finish line in faith, he who has an ear. Now, if you're not Christian, you won't hear. Not everyone can hear. Not everyone has faith. So he's talking to everyone out there who is a Christian, everyone out there who is a true Christ follower. Everyone else won't hear it. Remember, the word of God is foolishness to them who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the dynamite, the dunamis of God. So he's talking to all of you people that have the dunamis of God on the inside of you. Everyone else, he's not talking to you. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, to him who overcomes this evil world, this tree is yours. All you have to do, once again, friend, on this Friday, all you have to do, what's required of you, is crossing the finish line in faith. Receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10 that with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. What's required of you and I, first of all, is receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, calling on the name of the Lord, receiving him as Lord and Savior, and crossing the finish line in faith. You know what? I think we'll wrap it up right there today. Now, this letter might have been written to someone else. I know it's 2,000 years ago. It was written to another pastor. What we have done here on the radio here today, and what all the churches do, is we've opened up somebody else's mail. We snuck into the pastor's office. We found a letter in there, postmarked from number one, Gold Street, up in heaven. A letter from the Son of God to the spiritual leader of a church in a city named Ephesus. We've broken into his office, we've opened up his mail, and we've read a letter here from the Son of God to this spiritual leader. Yeah, I know it was written to him 2,000 years ago, but there certainly is lots to glean here. This is why I love these second and third chapters. This is some of the greatest doctrine we're going to find. What does the Lord Jesus love? What does he hate? It's all revealed here. Look at what he says. I know your works, your labor. I know your endurance, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. He loves that. He loves it. Now, he's talking to the spiritual leader. He's talking to the pastor here. He commends the spiritual leader of the church for not putting up with an enduring evil. Far cry from what we are told today. We're told to get along with evil. Just don't do anything. Don't make a scene. What else does he say? He commends them for testing people that said they were apostles and that they were not, and that you found them to be liars. So that's another thing he commends the spiritual leader here. Now, that we can write a big NA to today, because there's no such thing as apostles today. How could there be? Because an apostle had to be an eyewitness of the resurrected Jesus Christ. So even though there's lots of people out there that call themselves apostle, you're not recognized as an apostle, not in the eyes of God, because that's impossible for you to be an apostle, because you weren't around then. You haven't seen Jesus resurrected. That's what the whole word apostle is. Apostolos means. It means sent ones. You know, as the church means called out ones, ecclesia, apostolos means sent ones. And they're sent with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that he's not dead, by golly, he's still alive. He's not dead. And I've seen him with my own eyes. And I can tell you what color his eyes are. That is what an apostle was. Now, Jesus commended them for testing these people that had been around or could have said or told you what color Jesus' eyes were, but they tested him another way. Paul said, truly, these signs of an apostles were accomplished among you with all powers and signs, he said. So he commended them for testing the people there who were claiming that they were apostles. He also, as we read the letter sent to this pastor, literally this letter sent to this pastor, he says, you have endurance. You have born patiently on account of my name, and you have not become weary. Then he offered him some things they needed to correct, which certainly you and I can glean from today as well, things that you and I might need to correct. He said here to them that they've left their first love. Now, I mentioned in a program the other day, Adrian Rogers used to say that if you don't love the Lord Jesus as much now as you did the day that you're saved, you've backslidden. Now, he's instructing the pastor here that this church has left their first love, and he encourages them to get back to how it was before. Then he threatens them. He says, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will remove your lampstand from out of its place unless you repent. Now, the lampstands, this is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your, I mean, there's more than seven churches. This is all the churches throughout all the church ages. This is the promise and the threat here to the pastor of this loveless church. Get back to how it was before, or else I will not walk amidst you any longer. Have you ever been to a church where you just did not experience the presence of the Holy Spirit? This is a promise or a threat. Take it however you want from the Lord Jesus Christ. This is to the spiritual leader, because the spiritual leaders like I am here, I am the one responsible and accountable for you coming into Island Community Church and visiting and you experiencing the presence of God. That falls on me. And I've got to fix this, he says, or else. That falls on me. Remember from where you have fallen, repent, do the first works. Or else, my translation says, but if not, then I'm coming to you quickly, and I will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. Then he commends them for hating the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate, he says. And then he wraps it up here. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, will I give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of my God. We're out of time here for today. Hey, thanks for joining us. Once again, I invite you guys to church this weekend. We'd love to see you. I'll be in Hebrews chapter 10. We'll be back again here on Monday looking at this next church, the church at Smyrna, here in our verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.